and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and Hanukkah, and Kwanzaa, and the whole shebang. I'm Luke Smith.
I am Sebastian.
And this is Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media.
It is, and
we're drinking some jolly eggnog.
Homemade eggnog, made by moi.
You did, it's very yummy.
Although you weren't really into the texture.
It looks like pancake mixture.
Because
I was like, are you making me pancakes? Like, it's just...
I don't like to see things go to waste. So after I put all the yolks in, I had the whites left over. So I made a meringue out of it, stirred it back in to give it that light frothy texture. Because like you'll notice this is a lot less heavy than the store-bought eggnog.
Mm.
And it's because I incorporated the whites back in as a meringue. So what you were seeing, that goopiness, was meringue sticking to the bottom of the lid. So it looks like pancake batter.
You brought this big jar, like, you know, how somebody would carry pancake mix. And I'm like, I didn't bring blueberries. Like, how are we going to make pancakes?
I reckon
you could probably fry this and it would be not a bad pancake.
It was a sauerkraut fermentation jar. It was the largest sealable vessel that I had on hand. Whatever.
Do. Well, this week we are doing our Christmas episode.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited. It is very music heavy.
Yes.
You've chosen some music. Tell me your thinking behind your choices.
This year's theme is, we haven't played this yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So basically I went through new musicians of the past 2 years. All of these, because normally we do a mix of Canadian and non-Canadian and LGBT and non-LGBT. Sometimes we'll get like Canadian but not queer but sympathetic or supporting, blah, blah, blah.
Ally, etc.,
etc. This is all LGBT artists, mostly Canadian, and all of them are fairly new, sort of past 2 years. Some of them may have had a previous career in another band, but now they're under a new name, so it's the name that's new. And that's actually going to be the first segment. There's going to be someone who's part of possibly part of a previous
Was it Diamond Rings?
It was not Diamond Rings.
No.
It's actually the Masked Cowboy.
Oh, right, yes.
Orville Peck. And
very handsome.
From the tattoos, people believe it's almost definitely the drummer from this other band, but he's neither confirmed nor denied it, and he's got new tattoos since then.
And people could have the same tattoos.
They could have the same kit, but in the exact same place, and it's got the same build, and
Maybe. The internet sleuths will have to figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's probably him. But out of respect for the act, we're just going to refer to him by his stage name.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And what's the second one that we will be looking at this to kick it off?
Well, so first of all, Orville Peck is a bit of a phenomenon because as well as being, I can't remember, I think he's bisexual, as well as being a bisexual cowboy who's singing like Johnny Cash style, like old cowboy crooners.
And this isn't Lil Nas, Old Town Road.
No.
You know, where, okay.
This is 1950s style cowboy crooners, all right? Real talent, real silky voice. Haven't seen his face yet, but he's got a nice frame to his body, at least. I can tell you that.
And a nice silky voice.
Not that attractiveness is what it's all about. And he does wear a mask. I actually discovered him on a cooking show. He was a guest chef on a cooking show, and they made corn on the cob specifically because it was hard to eat with the mask. They were kind of trolling him a little bit. And with him, I'm going to go with the French-Canadian artist, Larche. We've played him
once. We played one of his tracks, yeah. We found him listed on the Earshot digital distribution system.
So it's going to be we'll do the song titles in a minute. But yeah, no, similar-ish sound, not country-western, not a cowboy crooner, but acoustic, folksy, that kind of thing.
Well, let's jump into our first two songs.
All right.
And then when we come back, we will talk about some news.
First is Orville Peck with Take You Back, and second is Larche with Le Dauphin et la Princesse.
And we'll be back just after this.
Thank you. baby, not for long, long gone. Yeah. I'm keen to play with fire, but now I'm not so sure. Tracing down the road that I've been before, I've seen rattlesnakes behind every door. I've been around this world and now everything's a bore. I don't know that much, but I know about keeping score. And if there's one thing I know for sure, it'll be a long cold day in hell when I take you back. Can you hear the horses, baby? Stronger than an iron. Always bored me, and baby, that's including you.
Thank you.
welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's Queer Major. My name is Luke Smith.
Sebastian, and it's a music episode.
Woo! Yeah. We love music.
Those are both Canadians. I don't
both
know if
Canadian
I that,
content.
Yeah.
Just we're making sure we're getting our CanCon. Not the CanCans, the CanCon.
I believe in CanCon. I know that there are these regulations, but I also believe in CanCon.
Well, did you know, you probably didn't because I haven't told you this yet,
ooh.
The Heritage Minister under the new Liberal government has been given his mandate letter.
Ooh.
And in the mandate letter, he will be working on the review of the Canadian Broadcast Act and the Telecommunications Act.
Okay.
And they're hoping to have something out by the end of next year.
Okay.
And essentially, the Canadian Broadcast Act is where, you know, it is important that people support Canadian content.
Yeah.
You know, and we're not just talking about Celine Dion or Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
Or, you know, we're talking about emerging local musicians such as the two that we spoke about. And giving people a break, giving people a chance, you know, giving them an ability to compete in what is a very crowded market dominated by the U.S.
If you look at the history of major Canadian entertainers, a lot of them came out in the 90s when these regulations were much stronger. So Alanis Morissette, the Kids in the Hall, Ashley MacIsaac, like you can go to Nelly Furtado came out of this period of history. Like you get this long list of, you know, Bare Naked Ladies and all these artists who were there when the CanCon rules were at their strongest. And they weren't blocking out other people. It was just giving people a place to actually...
You know, my position on this is they're talking about Netflix and Spotify and iTunes and so on. Right now, if you are a streaming company in Canada, let's say you're a music streaming company in Canada, I am the streaming company and I want you to stream this Canadian company, I have to charge you tax.
Okay.
Because it is a service. And just like everything else in Canada, there's, you know, your federal tax and your provincial tax, unless you're in Alberta, in which case there's no provincial tax.
Oh.
But there is, you know, it's just the same with everything else. Unless you're Netflix, in which case you're too good for taxes.
Oh, my God.
You're just too fancy for taxes. And it's just unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the argument a lot of people are making. You know, small independent companies have to charge tax. Netflix, the billion-dollar company, gets away with it.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. And the other part of it is it's about playing fair. And it boils down to as if I'm making money off of Canadians, if I'm pulling dollars out of your pocket for my service, and I'm promoting all of these Americans, at least something should go back to support Canadian development.
Well,
if you're making money off Canadians,
yeah,
there should be something that goes back to help Canadians.
Another way of putting it is that the Canadian market struggles to resist the juggernaut that is the American market.
Mm-hmm.
And this is here to, I don't want to say level the playing field because that has sort of a dirty tone, but like it's there to give people a fighting chance against the massive machinery that is the American entertainment industry.
Well, they
that's
have
really
a,
all it
they
is.
Have a market of 300 million plus people.
Mm.
The Canadian market is 30 million.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's about that principle of fairness. If I make money off of Canadians, then I kick back something to help Canadians compete on a larger scale. And we hope that this will continue. It is what underpins why we're bringing Canadians onto our show, including our next two musicians, which are
Catronata. And I saw the posters everywhere. And it was only in the past week that I've actually tracked down to actually listen to Catronata. I feel really out of touch, but I was also incredibly busy for the past 2 months, and I basically like lost touch with reality for a while. But anyway, Catronata, who is a Canadian, we're going to be playing You're the One. And then after that, we're going to be playing Fat. So that's F-H-A-T.
Okay, yeah.
All uppercase, in case you're curious. They're from NYC, but, you know, got to mix it up a little bit. And their song, Packin'.
And we'll be back just after this. We'll be right back.
Pop boy. back to it.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian, and I have a question for you, Luke.
Oh dear.
And I actually have not told you in advance.
You refused to tell me during the song what the question was.
So we are very steadfastly not playing seasonal music this
year. Yes, no Christmas music.
But we are going to talk about it right now.
Oh dear.
What is your favorite and least favorite holiday song?
Well, my number one favorite, and it is, it causes a bit of a stir, and it's Fairy Tale of New York.
Okay.
And it is the line that goes,
you
scumbag, you haggard, you cheap lousy, and then it drops the F-bomb.
Yeah.
And then the Pogues have said, look, the guy, the character in the song, not a nice guy.
Yeah, you know? That's the point.
The character's a bit of a dick, and he would say that.
Yeah.
Which kind of, you know, the creative license, a little bit. It's also an old song. Shall we do historical revisionism and delete it?
Mm.
There has been a couple of interesting modern remakes that just drop the word. But using what would be a modern equivalent of it. Because back then, the weight and the degree of insult that it carried, I think, wasn't the same as what it is now. It's more socially unacceptable now.
Yeah.
So it's more of an insult. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think that it can be modernized. But anyway, that's my favorite. It's also the most played and requested song in the UK.
Okay.
So it is actually the British favorite Christmas song.
So my favorite is Coventry Carol, which is like this old madrigal from like the 14th century or something. And the reason why I love it is because it acknowledges the part of the Christmas story that a lot of people forget about, which is Mary and Joseph were traveling because of a census. They were traveling because of a bureaucratic act to count heads. And then while they were there, somebody told them, by the way, King Herod had a witch cut open a chicken and do a prophecy that a son will be born. So you should hide your son so they don't stick him in a boat and kick him out to sea so that he can die with all the other crying babes. So it's got infanticide, and it's got bureaucracy, and it's got travel, and it's got polyharmonic polyphony. It's just, I don't know, there's something about it that's just like, this is not the Christmas song I'm used to. And it's just, it's absolutely lovely. And as with all things, Mannheim Steamroller did a really nice version of it.
You know, for me, my least favorite has to be the tour de force of lyrics, the most embellished and complicated poetry ever to bless Christmas music. And I am referring to Feliz Navidad.
Oh, God. That is my second, actually. And it's just the same lyrics over and over.
It is. Yeah, it is a masterpiece of no writing.
No actual lyrics. Which is why my least favorite has to be Last Christmas by Wham, which starts off kind of sappy for about a minute and a half, and then it goes into about a million years of repeating itself. No key changes, no tempo changes, nothing. Just the same thing again and again, and it crushes my soul every time I hear it.
We talked about Whamageddon.
Whamageddon.
Yeah. And that was a challenge where the last person to not hear Wham
wins the pot.
Wins the pot, yeah.
It's absolutely a very UK thing, because I don't think Last Christmas gets played very much here.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's always Do They Know It's Christmas Time? Just on the off chance that people in Africa, you know, don't own calendars.
Or hasn't been forcibly converted into Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. And the whole missionaries and colonization thing. They otherwise wouldn't know it's Christmas.
I think it's, like, musically it's a good song. It's just the lyrics are a bit cringe. It's not the worst thing ever. And actually this year there's been a trend of doing mashups with Mariah Carey and other people.
Oh.
And somebody actually took Mariah Carey and Radiohead's Creep and put them together. And it works really, really well. Look it up. It's this wonderful trend. But we're not going to do that now.
Thank God.
We should go to the next set. Oh, my. I think I drank my eggnog too quickly.
Who is the next performance?
That's 4, 5. Let's read my own handwriting. Raina. So we're going to be listening to Raina. She's apparently from Milwaukee with her song Heartbeat. And then after that, Foxtrot, who is Canadian, with the song Driven. And when I heard these two songs, it was something. Well, Foxtrot is just really different. And not so different. It's unfamiliar, but I don't know. There's just something about it that really appealed to me. Again, this is another artist where I looked these names up so that I would have new names. And there's a few names where it's like, I'm going to listen to everything they made. And Reina was just nice, classic, simple pop music that I just really liked. And look forward to hearing more of. So that's, yeah.
And we'll be back just after this.
I can't call it over. Keep your picture in my phone. Can't we get it right? Now that summer's over, what's the point of being so when you're not by my side? If I try to, can we talk it out now? If I lie,
ah!
Welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. This jolly eggnog is certainly having the jolliest of effect. I was like, oh, have I put too much rum in this? No.
Yeah. No. I think you put the right amount. And I think the fact that I drank mine as quickly as I did is going to bite me in the butt soon.
It will.
Yeah.
What is the word that you have found saying the most this year? What is your word of the year?
Oh, what is my word of the year? Actually, for me, my word of the year is schmoopy.
Schmoopy. I've never heard you say schmoopy.
I've never...
For what is allegedly your word of the year.
Well, word of the year in the sense that it's a word I've never heard before that I heard for the first time this year that I like a lot. And schmoopy is when you take something terrifying and you make it adorable. So like a cute Cthulhu or a cute vampire or a cute Frankenstein's monster or like the xenomorphs from the Alien movies, but like... You know, a cute plushie of that is called schmoopy. When you make something adorable out of something that is intended to be terrifying.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it...
And I learned about that in the context that apparently there's a whole bunch of research showing that terrifying exists on an axis with cuteness. And that they're opposite ends of each other. And that there's a whole bunch of, like, weird psychological data about, like, the terror-cuteness axis. And schmoopy is when you violate that axis. And I just thought that was so amazing that somebody investigated this.
I don't even know. I had a quick look whilst you were talking about new words.
Yeah.
And caucusing. Is now has been added
as
to
a verb. It wasn't before.
I know.
It's just called doing a caucus. Is that what they call
the
it?
The action or practice of holding a meeting in a caucus in various senses.
Okay.
Caucusing was never a word before. Who knew? A doggy, a corgi dachshund breed mix became a word. I don't know. There's no really the new words that really jumped out at me. Nothing that I can't think of any that stuck with me over the year.
Right.
Is it a word that you think I've been saying a lot of?
Stop.
Stop, no, please, and help are definitely words I do seem to...
You say the word tea a lot, and you say the word cheese a lot.
I do say... I mean, that's just my diet right there. No and cheese. But no, it was... No, there isn't really any... I mention this because... The word they has been deemed the word of the year by the not Oxford.
Merriam-Webster?
Merriam-Webster, yes, absolutely. So it has been deemed the new word of the year.
I mean, it's been around for a while. Even in the sense that it is, people feel
it literally has been around for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. it's older than England as a nation state. So, I mean, it's not... And even the new uses, actually, I know I've mentioned this before, that like in Shakespeare, he uses they in the singular when he doesn't know who it is. Like, you know, someone's outside, we'll tell them to come back later. That is old-fashioned. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
There are, like I said, they, it's a whole new word. It's been expanded to include the sense used to refer to a single person whose gender identity is non-binary. There are a couple of new short words that have come out. Some abbreviations that have become actual words. Vacay, going on a vacay.
Oh, that's cringe.
Having a sesh for session. And fabulosity. And my particular favorite, this one is a Fatberg. That's...
Oh, yeah, no, Fatbergs, that's been around.
Fatbergs, they're fantastic. Google Fatberg, and there was one in London...
That word is at least 15 years old.
There is one in London where one of the old Victorian sewers just becomes entirely, like balled up with this iceberg of fat, Fatberg. And it took them a long time, but there's some incredible footage of this giant blob of fat.
The worst part is that in order to declog their drains from fat, people pour Drano down there, which is caustic. And what actually happens is the fat in the sewers mixes with the caustic solution to make soap. So that Fatberg is actually a giant wad of soap made of human grease.
Yes, and body bits.
That's like molded into the shape.
Yeah, Fatberg, new word of 2019. What's your word of the year? Let us know at TalkKenQueer. We'd love a little chuckle. Well, what's next for us on the listening train?
We're going on to King Princess, who did actually have a hit, I'm told. Jake, your partner, actually told me that King Princess was all over Spotify. I don't listen to Spotify. I don't have the freaking time. But we're going to play a different song from the one that made it big. We're going to play Playboy School, and then after that, we're going to play Shea Diamond with Good Presence, who had a sound that I kind of liked, and it was like half of her songs I was into it, and the other half I was like, eh, that's tepid. But I picked one of the ones that I like, because I like to promote queer artists now and then, and she has some talent, so yeah.
And we'll be back just after this.
I need you to search my clothing. Pat me down and feel the molding. 'Cause underneath this table feels so good to me. And I need you to be my motor and run me till I can't go further. 'Cause every turn you take is just exciting me. And ain't I the best you had? It's really been nice to meet you, baby.
got this fancy rum that a friend left at my house. Let me pour some on your tongue, babe, instead of stressing yourself out. I'll be the therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Lost in my body in prison and nothing is wrong.
Feel your love, don't talk about oppression. Cause we just need one night off to apply that good pressure. Don't give up, we'll always fight oppression. But we just need one night off to apply that good pressure.
Outside of these walls, people don't understand us. They try to pass these laws, 'cause people don't understand us. I'll be the therapy that you need, baby, right here at home. Get lost in my body and pretend that nothing is wrong.
Feel your love, don't talk about oppression. 'Cause we just need one night off to apply that good pressure. Don't give up, we'll always fight oppression.
Now your love doesn't matter to me, just as long as the pressure's on me. Now your love doesn't matter to me,
doesn't matter.
Feel your love, don't talk about oppression. 'Cause we just need one night off to apply that good pressure. Won't give up, we'll always fight oppression. But we just need one night off to apply that good pressure.
How you love doesn't matter to me,
to apply that good pressure.
How you love doesn't matter to me,
to apply that good pressure.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
And we have had a busy year. So we've been doing gay radio for a little while now.
Almost 10 years.
Almost.
We're coming up to our anniversary.
We are, yes. Yeah, because it was early 2010 that we started doing gay radio.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be in early 2020 that we... Actually, I think it's more like June or July, but whatever. It was in 2020 that would be our 10-year anniversary, decades. You know, when both of us are in the same room, we would have decades of experience.
That's true.
I mean, it's the same experience. We were in literally the same room for most of it.
I did 6 years of radio in Hamilton.
That's true. You're over a decade.
Oh.
I mention this is because media has been collapsing across Canada. And one of the things that, you know, marks this year out for me is my sad and desperate attempt at launching queer.news, which is now, was one of the websites that went down with a raft of other ones, but is now back online. That one, queer.news, is online.
Mm-hmm.
And the premise was simple. We get people in communities to tell us the story of what's happening in their communities,
yep.
you know, around pride, around crosswalks, around hate crimes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And people would subscribe $10 a month, and that money would go and pay these local writers in communities.
Mm-hmm.
Because things would happen, like, you know, there'd be a hate crime in Chilliwack, and there'll be an extortion attempt in Cape Breton.
Yeah.
And if you were there, you'd know about it. If you weren't, no one would ever know. And
yeah.
It was a real shame.
If it's not worthy for the CBC National, you're not going to really find out about it. Because, like, CBC is good, but they only have so much time. And then each show, like, there'll be something that is, there's a whole bunch of, like, local CBCs. It'll be, like, CBC Montreal or Ottawa has its own CBC. But, like, you know, if you're off in Hearst or Cobalt, you know, you're not going to get a CBC dedicated to you. So you may not, well, actually, I think local media is still moderately alive in smaller towns.
By not seeing all of these little stories, we lose the big picture of what's happening.
Yeah.
Collectively across Canada.
Are things as bad as people think they are? Are they worse?
You know, what's good news that's happening?
Yeah.
Good news is as important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, if you'd like to subscribe, please do.
Yeah.
It would help because then I can actually pay people to write these stories. But I bring it up because in the United States, there are a few different websites, Tone Road, QWERTY, that do LGBT news. But the real meat and potatoes of actual news out of the States comes out of Out Magazine and The Advocate.
The Advocate was British.
No, it's the same company that owns both.
Oh, okay.
Pinknews.co.uk is the unbelievably fantastic British news source.
Generally reliable,
But The Advocate, now, the editors for both just resigned and left, and the CEO of the holding company that held them also left.
Oh.
And there is talks that in 2020 they could be looking at either liquidation or bankruptcy protection.
Ooh.
So they are print publications. They went from 10 publications a year down to 8. But it looks like the vultures are circling a little bit. But why I bring this up is because they are incredibly reputable. They have a very long history.
Yeah.
And they are doing by far the major heavy lifting of LGBT news in the States. All of the hate crimes, all of the bills and acts that were
And they tend to do it right as well. So, like, there's been multiple times where somebody gets, you know, somebody comes out later in life, somebody in their, like, you know, 40s or 50s will come out, and The Advocate will run an article which clearly indicates they've known about this for years. And because they have this very strong policy of, like, it does not matter if we like you or don't like you, if we hate you, because this has happened quite often as well.
Don't out people.
We don't out you until you out yourself. And they've been really good at that. They've been really good at respecting people's identity, their privacy, their lives.
There have been some exceptions.
Well, I mean, nobody's perfect.
You know, people who run conversion therapy camps. You know,
I'm all into privacy, but expose the hell out of them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the story itself.
Yeah.
So I bring this up. We're about to wrap up out of time. But, you know, I think I want to talk about the importance of supporting your local media. Maybe gay news isn't particularly important to you.
Right.
But your local news is and should be.
Yeah.
You know, a great Christmas gift, although it's maybe a bit late now, is a subscription. My mother buys me a subscription to a news magazine. Every year for Christmas. And that's something that I
Is it
I
The value. Economist?
No. It was one year, but they make so many newspapers. It takes me 3 weeks to read An Economist.
Yeah.
And it comes out every two. Yeah. I'm just drowning in issues of The Economist. But no, it's the New York Times. And I follow it because of the impeachment process and stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's subscribe to your local media or subscribe to something of interest to you.
Whatever station you're listening to us on right now, donate to them if you can.
Become a monthly donor. $2 a month don't mean much to you.
But and if you're listening difference. To us on podcasts, send us an email.
Yep. Or a message at Talk Cancria.
T tell us what Christmas song you hate and like the most.
Yep. Or what new word you have discovered. Right. We have run out of time.
We have. So we're going to play out with two last Canadian musicians for the day. The first is Witch Project with her song Indigo. And I am very glad to have found all of these. Normally when I take notes like this on my little pad, it goes in the bin after. But I'm going to take this home.
I've been Luke Smith.
And I have been Sebastian. And thank you very much for listening. And
happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
I see indigo when I look into your soul. Sleep without you.
become a psychic.